Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I am Natalie Renee Perkins. I am here for 2 weeks putting together a musical. We are creating it from scratch on a text called The Acts of Paul and Thecla, which is a very early Jesus follower text, probably somewhere between the 1st and 4th century. So we are using that text about this young girl who decides not to follow the laws and traditions of her time period and instead chooses to follow the teachings of Christ and become a healer and a teacher. And it causes her all kinds of trouble. So that is our goal this week. It's been going really well. It's very fun. I live in New York City. And there I am a professional performer. So I sing and dance all over the country doing musical theater productions of all kinds of things. The last show I did was Sister Act, where I played Dolores. If you saw the movie, that is the Whoopi Goldberg role. I did that in Hilton Head over on the East Coast. And I toured with Hairspray and Rent for about a year and a half. I've done some cruise ships. I sing with symphonies a lot. When I leave here, I'll be going to sing with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra for the 4th of July. Besides performing, I also am a chaplain at NYU, and I work with two religious institutes, one being the Westar Institute. I'm a chaplain at NYU, and I work with two religious institutes. One is the Westar Institute, which is like AAR and SBL, Academic Academy of Religion and the Society of Biblical Literature. I think that's right. So basically, it's just a religious scholarship tank holding place. A lot of professors belong to one or the other or both or all. And their aim is to bridge the gap between religious scholarship and the general public. And I serve as the steering committee chair for the Praxis Forum for Westar, which is a collection of people who are trying to figure out what that actually looks like in a practical sense. So Westar generally will hold a lot of lectures and meetings where Praxis is interested in figuring out other places where people meet information now. So podcasts, do we need to be vlogging, how are we present on social media, those sorts of things are what we're interested in. And there's a project that I'm working on in conjunction with the other institute that I work with, co-founded with Hal Taussig along with some others, called the Tanho Center. And the Tanho Center explores these extra-canonical texts like the Acts of Paul and Thecla. And I'm working on a project that kind of merges the two institutions right now, where I am recording 6 original songs using the Odes of Solomon. The Odes of Solomon is also an extra-canonical text. It's the largest collection of early Christian worship material we've ever found together. Very similar to the Psalms, except for Christ is in them. And each of the 6 that I've written is written in a different genre to represent the different communities that these may have come from, and also the different ways in which we all do church now. So depending on what you grew up with and where you live and who your friends are, that sort of thing. You may be very accustomed to one very particular style of worship, where someone else may be, you know, used to something else. And so these six songs aim to help nuance that circle for people to be able to see, you know, that there are these other ways in which people are doing things and get a larger, if not clearer, picture of the community in which we're all engaged. I don't know if I have any. What else should I say? What am I missing? I told you what I'm doing. I'm also in the ordination process for UCC.
Oh, really? Cool.
I am interested in digital ministry. So what does it look like to be a minister online? And what does it look like to be a digital member somewhere? So right now I think churches do a lot that is very voyeuristic. There's a lot of broadcasting involved, but not so much engaging. So we don't really look at the question of the sacraments, for instance, being one of the things, like, how does that exist in a virtual space? How do you serve people who you may never meet? So that is part of my work and what I'm figuring out now as well. Yeah. So the play that we're creating is like from scratch. Like there was nothing. I came with some tunes in my back pocket in case we didn't really have any musical ideas that came to us, and so we're using a good portion of those. But everything that is going to be set on stage was created by the cast. A lot of the lyrics that are being sung were created by the cast. This is very, like, bare bones. Let's see what we can make in 4 days. And then we'll run it a few times on Friday, and then we will do it for people on Friday evening. But it's also meant to be a way in which one can absorb a story and engage. I think that people tend to engage spiritually with things that they're very familiar with. So it allows meditative space once you know the story and you're thinking about, oh, well, how would my character say this today? And, well, how do we get this person from this place? Or how do we get this idea across? It allows you to meditate on this text, which opens up the way in which I think most people interact with their spirituality, specifically in Christianity, because we all know the story so well that we don't allow ourselves to, like, think on them in a fresh way. These sorts of texts will allow that. So this work with this musical is one way in which people are engaging with the text in a different way that allows for spiritual nourishment.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.